A woman known for drugging and robbing men said this.
You want a nigga to take care of you and everything, but it's like, all right, you have to like pick a balance. Yeah. Like, it's like, you cannot just be a bitch. It's like, oh, my man take care of me. He does the bills. But it's like, what do you do? What are you contributing? Like, it's like, all right, like, you can't be complaining like, oh, I cook, I clean every day. It's like, okay, but you don't work. You don't contribute to the house. So I just feel like it's like, so, and like sometimes people be like, oh, so this is like really controversial, right?
Cool.
I feel like it's very controversial when like, be like, oh, I don't go 50-50, but it's like, all right. So if you and your man make the same amount of money, right? But only your man is the one that paying all the bills. How y'all ever gonna save up to like buy a house or buy a business? Cause he's never gonna be able to afford to. So it's like certain things is like a joint thing to do.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like a work together. But I just be feeling like sometimes people, like the internet really be having people fucked up. If you're gonna be the type of bitch that like a nigga.
So,
Cardi B has been red pilled. Whoop, 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 whoop.
What's that called? I'm not. Wait. Bodak Yellow, these are bloody shoes. Red pill.
Oh,
she's home.
Nice connection.
I love it. But I know she gets a lot of hate, but I've never been one to actually hate on her. I always found her like entertaining
and
fun.
She's cool, yeah.
She seems like a cool person to me, so I never really hated on her.
She just raps about pussy and money, which is, you know, fine.
She
but
makes,
like,
she makes whatever music she wants to make, okay? It's a free country.
No, yeah, but like,
but I never had a problem with Cardi B.
Yeah.
What do you think of that take?
Like, the idea of not going 50-50, because if you want to make major moves, make money moves, you have to put into the pot.
I mean, like, she didn't say anything wrong. Logically, it makes sense.
Logically, math is right. Right? If a man is contributing to everything, and
remember, you'll have to be making the same. If he makes way more than you,
no, I think
he's supposed to contribute.
Yeah, but I think it's whatever it is, you need to contribute as well. Because like, 50K versus 70K, which one is higher?
70K.
Exactly. So if you can contribute to the financial state of y'all's relationship.
I was having that discussion with someone the other day, actually. So, if the person makes double what you make, then certain things they can take care of. Because as a man, we have to, you know, that's the role that we play. We have to provide and we have to protect.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're in a modern society, financial contribution is what's looked at as providing, right? So, if I make double your salary, then sure, I'll pay the rent and, you know, house bills, and then you pay for your own fucking car insurance, though, because I'm not paying for that shit. I'm not paying for your car note. Fuck that. What the fuck? I'm not done driving the fucking car. If I'm paying your car note, the car is registered to me, and you're driving it. I'm not paying for your fucking car.
My this whole thing.
But if you guys make the same, 50-50. If there's not that much difference between your salaries, it's 50-50.
See, this whole idea to me is just weird. When the idea of men being financial providers to a woman, to me it's like, then women, when do you start acting like an adult?
Ooh.
Like, you grow up in a household, you have your parents to take care of you financially, you know, send you to school, buy you clothes, buy you food, pay for your medical bills, whatever, right? Then, eventually, there's a period after college and before you meet your husband where you're supposed to be taking care of yourself, right? And then once you get with a husband, you're back to having someone take care of you financially, like pay for your housing, your food, and all that shit. Like, to me, that's just weird. At what point are women gonna just take care of themselves? You gotta be adults, right? That's why, like, the 50-50 shit, to each their own. If you don't wanna do it, if you wanna do it, that's fine. But me personally, why would I take on the responsibility of taking care of someone else?
That's an interesting
of
that.
Someone else. Just because, what do they provide in return for that? Like, you have to have something valuable. Not that I'm asking for it. You can't just be, oh, because I'm a woman and I'm married to you.
I'm pretty, I have a fat ass, I have big tits, take care of me.
Especially for me specifically, I don't want kids. So what the fuck we gonna do? We don't have kids. You got nothing to take care of. So what are we going to do?
You're going to go 50-50 with your future girlfriend?
No, it's not about 50-50. I just think the idea that the expectation that's placed upon men to just take care of someone else, regardless they have your kids or not.
You've seen it here first, folks.
That's wild. That's
Young God has been red pilled.
No, it's not red pilled. It has been
red pilled.
At what point are women going to be adults?
Okay, that is a valid point. Now, This is my rebuttal.
Hold on. Like,
oh, sorry.
If you're having kids, I get it. She gave birth. She's going to take care of the kid. She's going to make sure the house is cool. Take care of anything that needs to be taken care of while you're at work, you know, winning that bread.
Mm-hmm.
But if y'all not having kids, what are you doing? The expectation of just being taken care of just because you're a woman, to me, is just wild. And the expectation that men have to do certain things because they're men is just wild. Like, let people be people and decide what they want to do with their lives.
Good point. But here's the thing. When it comes to relationship dynamics, depending on your status in society, there are certain roles that you take on. Not that, oh, it was bestowed upon you to take on. It's just what you have to do. So, let's say I'm a wealthy, successful man, right? The type of niggas that everybody calls high-value men now. Let's say I'm a high-value nigga, right? I got a whole bunch of money. Yeah, I'm making like $250,000 to $500,000 a year. I'm not even saying a whole million, right? I'm doing my thing. I'm living my life the way that I want to live it, right? And someone wants to enter my frame. For you to enter my frame, you have to contribute to what I got going on. Now, once you enter my frame, you're going to be part of my lifestyle, right? Food, like healthy food, travel, you know, vacations, nice restaurants, nice cars. If I'm paying for those things, I need you to cater to me and follow my rules.
That's the thing.
Nobody wants to live that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it. As a woman, right? Since we're a woman. As a woman, when you're living under your dad's roof, your mom's roof, and they're taking care of you, you follow their rules. Mm-hmm. That's how it goes, right? Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Once you're independent and you're doing your own shit, you can create your own rules and follow those.
And now you go under someone else. That means you have to follow
their rules. So if I say, you need to give me pussy every fucking day, you need to not even cook clean and shit like that, because I can hire a maid for that, but you need to like help me in my endeavors. Let's say I need some paperwork. Like, oh, can you bring me this paperwork in my office? Whatever the fuck. You have to adhere to those regulations, because if I'm your provider, you like, gotta do it. And now, I just realized something. I'm a feminist, bro. Women need to be independent and stop relying on men. Women can do everything that men can. Y'all should go out and start getting high-earning jobs to make your own money and do your own things and fuck the niggas that you want to fuck.
That's the thing. Like,
you're welcome.
Going back on the 50-50 idea. Like, the idea that 50-50 is undesirable is just wild. Like, just the fact that you're going 50-50 is already a benefit. Why do you think people get roommates? Because rent becomes half. Like, as a woman, because if I'm going 50-50 with a man, terrible. Nigga ain't shit. Correct. But splitting things is already a benefit. Your rent now is halved. Your groceries are halved. No. The gas is halved.
No. Like, you need to pay all of her shit.
That's just wild. The idea of 50-50 alone is already a benefit.
No. Wrong. It makes sense, bro. Think about it. Why would I take 50% when I can take 100? That makes no sense.
That's right.
Of course I'm going to want to take 100. You're going to be like, oh, this is fair. Down the middle. Human beings don't want what's fair. They want what's best for them.
That's what it seems like. It's just weird. And people giving her flack. Isn't that an old video?
I think it's recent. She's been the truth, bro.
So she got money and she still believe in 50-50. That's great.
Well, it depends. Because her whole video was like, if you guys trying to buy a house and things like that, like, it makes sense to be doing 50-50. Because, like, if he's taking care of you, how the fuck y'all going to get to buy a house? And then the other question is, what the fuck are you doing with your money then, bitch? Like, if I'm paying for all your shit, what? You're using your money for leisure to build your business, bitch? Get the fuck out of here, bro.
And it's not just about money. Like, just in a relationship, what is it that you're contributing to make the relationship worthwhile for a man?
Yeah.
Women too. So, for women.
What is a man contributing
Imagine a woman is able to take care of herself financially. Like, she has a great job. She's a CEO making whatever money. She has a great social life because she has friends she could hang out with. She has all these things that she want, right? Mm-hmm. Now, imagine a man coming into her life giving her what exactly? Like, what is it that you're offering a woman who's taking care of 99% of the things she wants, she can take care of herself.
That's the thing.
What would a man bring to her to make it worth, you know what, let me bring that nigga in and actually, like, what? Like, when it comes to relationships, you have to know your worth. You have to know your value. And that value that you bring needs to match with what that other person needs.
Ooh, this is a therapy session. Preach, my boy, preach.
Or requires, because if you're not bringing shit, why would I be in a relationship with you? Man or woman, if a man's not bringing shit to your life, ladies, why would you be with him?
It's simple. Like, and with women want simple things, to be honest. Like, that example of the woman who's a professional.
Want everything.
No, simple things. Look, the girl, the woman who's making a bunch of money, got a good, stable social life with friends and financially stable and, have a fulfilling career and stuff like that. That's beautiful. You know what she wants? A man to dominate her. What? I'm serious.
I guess they do.
You
might be onto something, because the comment says, if a woman is splitting 50-50, she's not gonna respect you.
Correct.
She's not gonna see you as.
Correct.
She has every incentive to just leave the relationship whenever she feels like you're not.
Absolutely. You know. But in a realistic world, the way the financial system is set up, not everybody is gonna have enough to take care of themselves and you, bitch. Mm. So, you're going to have to settle for a nigga that's going to split 50-50 with you. Now, a woman wants a man who is dominant, who is masculine, who possesses the characteristics to protect her and put her in a fucking place.
All I'm saying is, ladies, you could ask for anything you want. Just know what you bring to that man has to be proportional to what you're asking.
It will never be.
You have to.
What a man does for a woman will always be greater than what she gives in return.
Ooh, you think so?
Yes.
Okay, that's just your opinion.
Let's think about it. Okay, generally speaking, I'm not saying every fucking body, but I'm saying generally speaking, a man with ambition, right? Let's say, because they understand. Remember how we talk about value? A man with ambition is going to want to be like, okay, I need to be valuable to society or else I'm a nobody, I'm a peon, I'm going to be depressed, I'm going to kill myself, whatever the fuck, right? So they're going to try to build themselves up to gain status, financial stability, all of that shit. Like that's a proper man. Like, they'll work on their health. They will treat their bodies as a temple, like motherfuckers want to say. They will get to a point where this person is a well-balanced, high-value person. A woman is not trying to bring, I'm bringing value to society. Like, no. Women think they bring value to society just by being women.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But most women, okay, fine. Now, there are a lot of women who bring real value to society because we need both men and women, right? But when it comes to a relationship, the value that a man brings to a relationship is the stability for the relationship to exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I, as the man, am not stable, the bitch is gonna leave because it's like, what the fuck am I doing? But, like, if the woman is not stable, she's crazy, a nigga will stay because, like, you know, maybe this or she got good pussy, whatever the fucking reason is. Long story short, what I'm bringing is, since I have to bring value in, like, a stable environment for the relationship to live, then what I'm bringing is worth more than what a woman is bringing.
I don't agree. I disagree.
All a woman has to do is be a nigga's peace of mind. That's it.
I disagree.
That's it.
I think in a relationship,
just don't disturb what the man got going on. That's it.
Okay, see, that's just worthless. Like, I disagree. I think you made a good point, but, like, if a man is bringing that stability, it's the woman's job. It's a woman's job to maintain that stability.
Right.
I think without the men bringing that stability, there's nothing to maintain. So therefore, you have to come with the thing to keep the thing.
Yes, we are and assigning
to me,
value.
The maintenance of said stability is just as important as bringing that stability.
Okay, this is where we differ in opinion. Women, what they seek the most is a relationship with a partner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I, as a man, I don't need to have no fucking, I mean, yeah, it's better to have like a real relationship, have kids or whatever. Me as a man, I can fuck a bunch of bitches, get a whole bunch of baby mamas, even if I'm like super rich, get a bunch of baby mamas, take care of my own life. Whether it's like my goals or my pursuits or whatever the fuck it is, I can still do that. A woman, the one thing that they will always yearn for is to be a mother and to be in a relationship and be married. I, as a man, I can forego those things and just get financial freedom
what
and
you're saying is,
worldly things and blah, blah, blah. Work on myself, feel good about myself, be you know, I'm proud.
What you're saying is the thing women want from men is something men don't usually care about. Meaning, like, commitment is very important to women.
Correct.
But men don't necessarily care
that much about commitment. Like, a man will settle with a woman that he doesn't really like and just like, all right, cool. Like, I have kids. That's the mother of my child. You know, we get along or whatever the fuck. That's fine. But a woman,
the thing necessary for that relationship is one-sided, is valued more
correct.
By the woman. It's like, correct. Well, whatever I'm bringing, because I got that thing you want, and because correct. I'm bringing it, that means I'm doing the most important thing?
Yes.
Is the most valuable thing?
Yes.
Because women want commitment.
Correct.
Commitment is so important to them, but man, commitment is like, eh, it's all in the air. Listen,
correct,
man.
Correct.
And they just go.
So therefore, the man, what the man
has the leverage is when more it comes.
Yes, the man has the, well, yes, yes,
yeah, commitment.
Yes, yes, yes. Because when it comes to sex, the woman has the leverage. Because, like, the man wants sex, but, like, the bitch is like, I want to fuck
you. And
you
have people trading sex for commitment.
There you go. You've been red pilled.
No, but it's still fucked up, because once women get that commitment, they stop giving the sex.
Right. That's why it's not as important, because you could just,
remember, pay prostitute.
You just pay a prostitute to fuck.
Yeah, but like you said, that's good.
I mean, yeah. But that was my opinion. But, like, sex is everywhere. Bad bitches are everywhere. All you have to do as a man is to get your money up.
Once you
and
do
then
that,
you're fine.
Once you do that, the thing that you want, which is sex, you could just acquire it however the fuck.
Even relationships.
A woman, though. A woman could get money, be successful,
all that shit, and still can't get commitment.
I get you.
So that's why what the man has to bring is of high value, like, at least in my opinion, of a higher value, because like, oh shit.
We just established, though, we both want things from each other that is valuable.
Right, so. But what the man wants can be easily acquired.
Oh, so that means what the woman is providing is cheap.
It's cheap, correct.
Cheaper in comparison to commitment.
Sex is cheap, companionship is just cheap, all that shit. But true commitment, that's not cheap.
Ah, you know what? You converted me.
You know what I'm saying?
Red pill.
Gang. Woo, we got it, boys! But no, it's just my opinion. It doesn't mean it's just true or whatever. Maybe I'm missing some things. But when I say that the man brings more value, I'm not saying like, oh, the woman doesn't bring any value at all. She does. In comparison, my shit has to be a tad bit higher or else this shit does not work out.
And as I stated,
because a woman will never settle for someone who's less than and be happy with it. That will never work. Generally speaking, that is.
But a man could settle for someone who's less than as long as he's getting pussy.
Correct. What the woman has to offer is just peace of mind, and the guy is good.
It's not just peace of mind.
Yeah, just peace of mind. Like,
oh, true.
Yeah, like as a man, in comparison, yeah.
Because peace of mind,
give me some sex.
A woman giving you peace of mind is so rare now. That it's become a very, I guess, important commodity.
Correct. A very important thing. Correct. Correct.
It's wild.
Correct. I'm not saying men are better than women or whatever. I'm just saying, like,
just
the shit based on the...
Because I don't think we're saying anything not even women don't think about. Because, like, imagine, if you're going to the store and you never pay for something you feel like is not worth the price you're paying.
Correct.
You're like you're not gonna go into a store and then, oh, this shit is $50. I'm gonna pay $100 for it because like you're never gonna do that. Yeah. Men or women, like you want to get, pretty much you want to get the value for what you're giving, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're getting a relationship, whatever you're demanding from your man has to be equal to what you're giving out
at a minimum. Yeah.
And I was like, why would you? Like,
and in that same token, if I can get this shit for cheaper, I will. Like, let's say there's a Gucci bag, and then that's selling for like $100. I don't know how the fuck them shit goes. But then there's another store that's selling the same Gucci bag, but for $50. You're gonna be like, I'm gonna go pay $50 for it. A Gucci bag is still a Gucci bag. So, meaning, a woman is like, I want something that is more valuable. If I don't have to give out as much, that'd be perfect.
That's the thing. You have to, as the person selling the bag, you'd want to have them get the most money for the bag.
Correct.
But as a person buying the bag, you want to give as little for the bag. That's why women have to put themselves in men's shoes and men have to put themselves in women's shoes to understand.
Like,
yo,
why would I do all this? Like, why? Like, you want me to pay all your fucking bills to do what? Because exactly. This other bitch can give me sex, can clean the house or whatever, and I don't have to do all the shit.
I think it's realistic. I think even women know this shit, but for some reason they just don't want to adhere to those rules when even they themselves do this shit in any other parts of their lives other than their relationships.
We're woke.
Red pill, red pill, red pill, red pill.
Women are not woke.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wait,
whoa.
Yeah, that's an M. Men are woke.
Yeah. Women not woke.
Women not woke. That's so fucking gay, but anyway. But
hopefully we didn't say anything to upset y'all, and if we did, go some balls.
Or go get surgically implanted ones.
You stepped on the joke. Ah. Grow some balls. I'm talking to the ladies. Become men.
Trip.
Fuck you. Anyway,
what question you got for me?
That's it.
You got no question for me today?
That's all we got.
Oh shit! We took completely red pill talking about relationships.
Let's go blue a little bit. Women are the best in the world. Without them, the world wouldn't function.
Without men or women, we need both.
No, you gotta make one feel special or the other.
Women and men are not special.
Okay, well, that's it. Bye. Hey, oh, I'm so